This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does a call from the president look like? Do they put them like on a TV monitor?
On a Zoom or something?
Do they just put it on speakerphone, hold the phone in the middle? How does that work, I wonder?
I don't know. I'd like to find out something for good reasons, not bad reasons.
Yeah.
Wish me luck on something, not like.
So we know that. So he's not coming then. It's official.
No, there were still rumors he might be coming.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I haven't. Dan Ball, I don't know if you can effort to see if there's any latest on.
I like you just any question you have. Hey, Dan.
Yep.
He's good at it.
Oh, he's great at it.
He's like our guy Scott McLaughlin is in the building right now. He's got video right now. You can follow him at SMcLaughlin9. From Skate Pod and Sunday Skate of Team USA walking in. They are calm, cool, collected, and well-dressed. No goofy outfits, no nonsense, just suits and hats looking sharp AF.
Ready to kick some Canadian bacon ass. I got to clean up some texts. 443. Apparently Naismith was Canadian. James Naismith.
Oh, how about that?
Basketball.
There we go.
Invented
peach basket, Springfield
apparently.
Himself.
You can't grow peaches in Canada, can you?
I don't know.
Too cold, right?
No, probably not.
You knuckleheads are ignoring a great rivalry, Canadian and USA women's hockey.
That's true.
Yeah, but why? That's not really relevant.
What's relevant to this one?
To the conversation. USA men are playing Canadian men tonight right down the street at TD Garden, and all the hockey world is watching. Yes, it is.
Just to clarify, Trump put out a tweet earlier about the game tonight. I won't read the whole thing, but he did say he will be unable to attend tonight. He's speaking in D.C.
Thank you.
Okay. But he'll be watching and he'll be booing from afar, just like me.
Yeah, right? I think so. He also called Trudeau Governor Trudeau and invited him to watch it with him.
Is there
that's
ever
classic.
Been anyone
I'm
of
surprised that doesn't happen
greater prominence
often.
Whose troll game is more 100 than his?
Oh, he's good.
Governor Trudeau.
Yeah, you don't have to like him, but he can push buttons. He can push buttons when he wants to.
Oh, man. Football update. Zach Martin.
Retiring. Yeah.
Man, what a bummer.
Really?
He's a good football player.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a good football player.
Yeah, you're beat up about that, huh? That center for the Cowboys?
Yeah. I'd like to see other teams have offensive line troubles. We have plenty of offensive line troubles. It's about time other teams lose their good offensive linemen. Meanwhile, we're re-signing Ben Brown to a restricted free agent contract to pretend that he's a starting center. Anyway, 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Louis in Methuen has a perfect way to handle the anthem for Canada. What is it, Louis?
Yes, I do, fellas. Everybody at the Garden sings with fever the Canadian National Anthem. Everybody sings it. That'll blow their minds. And then when we're done, we chuck them the finger.
Wow.
Wait, what?
So I think we would need a little help. They'd have to put the words on the big screen.
Yeah.
I mean,
captions,
it's O
Canada. Mm-hmm.
So after O Canada, I don't know what comes next.
I'm with you, too. To know the words of another country's anthem was
I barely know ours. If you put me out there, I'd probably fail on ours.
All right, so we've been asking questions about what we think the scene will be like tonight and how like what kind of vibes.
Rich.
There's fresh video right now from the Greatest Bar down by the Garden.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Blank hole to elbow. Shoulder to shoulder already. Places packed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerseys, flags, everything.
But are those people going to the game or those that couldn't afford the $3,500?
Probably a little of both.
He thinks it's probably about a 2/3, 1/3.
Okay.
1/3 of the most of the people in the bars probably aren't
can afford the
ticket. Yeah,
they can helicopter into the garden if they can afford.
They just want to rub up against it. You know?
I am. Excuse me. Pause. I am. I am interested to see the class of the crowd or whatever. Let's socioeconomic status of the crowd. Because remember, for years we talked Celtics around here. It was in the 80s. It was a blue collar crowd and Larry Bird and this. And then it became a wine and cheese crowd and it wasn't the same advantage. Now the Garden for Celtics is seen as a good home court advantage again, like a raucous environment. Opposing players
more
talk about it. Energy. And I don't know if it's more blue collar or maybe the rich people are now just more energetic and vocal and get into the games more. I don't know how that is, but I am interested. I also wonder, are there going to be Canadian fans? How many? How many? Like,
the
what
exchange
percent?
Rate is wicked.
Is it bad?
A lot of Canadian money to get in.
How about you, a third? I bet you a third of is Canadian fans.
You think a third of the? So you think there'll be 6,000 Canadian fans?
Zero chance.
Really? Okay.
Tonight? No.
But no.
I'd say
all Team USA,
tops.
Red, white, and blue.
I mean, did you see the Bell Center? That was all red and white. It was 95%.
I thought there was a lot of U.S. fans there. No,
I'd say one out of every 10.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Because you know that's one of the things you always do for Super Bowls. Is just early on, like pregame warm-ups, you start like how many jerseys you see and for which team, what's the crowd going to be? Is it now? I would guess it's a dominant swing towards the American side because it's in America. Like they had their opportunity, but I will be interested because you know in this day and age, there's probably Razor said it. He lives here. He's a Canadian. There's probably a lot of Canadians that live here. You know, work here, have visas, passports, whatever.
Like that's a safe assumption.
So how many people will be cheering for Canada?
However many can afford the incredibly high
really
prices.
Really fixated on the finances
Do you have $7,000 to get in the building tonight?
I mean, I could. I would get yelled at by my wife if I spent it on
that. It'd be an X on where one of your kidneys was.
Not getting that new truck this weekend.
And then the new truck I want to get would be out.
Didn't I hear somewhere that the Bruins season ticket holders were offered chances to buy tickets for tonight?
Oh, that makes sense.
So that I don't know. I mean, that
offered
that,
though is different than actually plunking down.
But just having first chance at it, I think that that's going to help put more USA seats.
I see what you're doing there. USA's in the seats. Ben in Nashua, how are you feeling about Team USA tonight?
Well, I just commuted home from the commuter rail, and there were plenty of hosers walking around North Station, so the crowd could be kind of Canadian.
Kind of Canadian,
but
that's bad.
You're going to talk me off the ledge.
Okay.
You know, we're missing Charlie Mack. Yeah. They're getting back Cale Makar.
Yep.
Trying to beat a juggernaut twice in 2 weeks. I'm all in on U.S. I totally want us to, you know, take a knife to them, but... I don't see it happening.
All right, thanks for the call, Ben. You button hooked me there. I didn't expect you to say take a knife to him.
He could have gone with win.
Just beat them, win, get the victory. So, okay, that's Razor's thought that two wins in a short period of time here could be too tough a row to hoe or whatever.
Yeah.
You believe that? I mean,
I understand
what about momentum?
Theory. I understand.
What about momentum? We kicked your ass last week. We're going to kick your ass again this week.
I don't know. Does it feel like we have momentum right now with Charlie McAvoy's injury?
Well, not just Charlie McAvoy's injury, but the game the other night.
And Matthew Tkachuk didn't play against Sweden.
That's the problem.
Is Matthew healthy?
I mean,
if Matthew and Brady come out doing their thing.
What if the doctor comes up? I don't even know what's Matthew's injury, but if he comes up, hey, you want to get a needle before?
Yeah.
Hell no. Get the hell away from me.
For real.
I saw what you did to McAvoy. But the hospital for 2 days.
Those guys, I think they got to come out with the same tenor and tone that they did in the last game.
It's on, and this is a lot of pressure. This isn't fair.
On the Tkachuks. It's on the Tkachuks.
And I'm not saying they have to score or they have to be, you know, the goals actual or blocking shots, but they have to set the tone. We talked about it, you and I. He does it in Florida, Matthew Tkachuk. Yeah. He did it the other night. He set a tone. I think he needs to do that, and he has that ability.
He does.
He is a unique I don't even want to say athlete because it feels like it goes beyond just athletics. Mm. His ability to do whatever is right in the situation, energy-wise, fight-wise, hit-wise. And then he also does it in subtle ways where he takes the other team out of their game.
All the time.
He's done it to the Bruins a million times.
You know how much cognitive bandwidth you have to do that night in, night out? And he does it. And he's great at it. And I think that's what makes him so captivating, is he imprints his will and it makes us his stamp on every single game with how he sets the tone with his physical play.
So are we expecting, and Fitzy, you're you dabble in this world of day
the
of
dark
game.
Arts.
Yeah, sure. Also day of game entertainment in that yes. kind of world of in-house entertainment. What is the expectations? Like for the Bruins games, we always get up for the flag. Who's going to do the flag mm-hmm. tonight or whatever? Right. Julian Edelman might be there. Oh, this person might be there. Mm-hmm. What?
They won't have that Bruins tradition, but I think.
Will there be a U.S. Like, are we going to get, by God, that's Mike Ruzioni's music or like some like wow moment?
Is there going to be a pop with somebody? Yeah.
Some special guest? You know who I. Oh, no, I can't do that. Who would be. Can't it could Keith Tkachuk would be good, but I don't know.
Well, that's what Sean McDonough suggested.
Yeah.
Who was it for Canada on Saturday night?
It was, who was it, Dan? There was definitely somebody. They brought somebody out
to get the crowd going.
I was wondering if there
Gretzky?
Was some garden.
Mario Lemieux?
I mean, I think Ruzioni would be the great, a great guy yeah. to throw
Tkachuk
out there.
Tkachuk would be great as well. You know who would be great?
Tom Brady.
That wouldn't be terrible.
That would nope. be.
You think you can get
totally
him?
Random.
But yes, but.
He'd probably
he,
be like, how
he
much
here?
You paying?
Yeah.
$9 million, yeah. I'm there. $10
Damn Skippy,
million dollars
he wants
there.
To know how much he's getting
What's
paid?
The appearance fee? Because the crowd is going to be on the edge of their seat, you know, mm-hmm. for a cliche. Like, they're going to be ready to erupt.
If these bar scenes that I'm seeing outside of the garden right now are
Uh-oh.
Any indication.
Are they peaking too early?
No.
It's only 5:30.
That's all right.
Please.
It's an 8 o'clock.
If you're drinking light beers, it's okay.
That's true.
If you're not being an idiot like me and having like, yeah, what you guys have any double IPAs on draft?
It is kind of fun.
That's a bad idea.
It feels like it caught probably a lot of people off. I mean, that we're not doing shows maybe from down there. Like, I just don't think anybody saw this coming.
Oh, no.
We couldn't put a remote together that quick.
But my point is, no one, they knew about the Four Nations tournament for a while. And we could have made plans. You knew this game was going to be played tonight a while ago. But no one ever thought it would be as big as it is.
As a matter of fact, Andy, we do have fresh audio from the X platform. This is from Spit and Chicklets. This is the vibe at a bar right outside the garden. No joke. 25 minutes ago. The U.S. is the
goal. Wait a minute. What are you singing over there? You were the take the high road guy.
Said Canada can go F yourself. Like the Team Canada, they can go F themselves.
That right there, Stiz, that audio right there gives me hope we're going to get 18,000 booing at TD Garden tonight.
But I think, like you were talking about earlier, the socioeconomics do kind of play a role.
Oh,
like,
so those people talked, won't be in there?
Maybe. Like, we spoke to someone like Greg Hill, who will be in attendance. Now, he probably won't be around by the time they do play the
anthem.
You mean
Greg Poupon?
Yeah, Greg Poupon.
I also think Greg could be a little like you. I could see Greg getting caught up in the moment, not going there with the intention of being the first person to boo, but when he looks left, right, front, back, and everybody around him is booing.
Zero chance.
You don't think he'll boo?
Nope.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Is it beneath
him? Bad optics.
What do you mean bad optics? You play to your audience. You're in Boston, Massachusetts, in the good old U.S. of A. Boo the hell out of Canada. Does he want his ratings in Canada to go up?
A bad look. Well, the Odyssey app is everywhere. By the way, download it today. Audacy. Works everywhere. Don't miss a Red Sox game.
Smooth.
Thanks.
That was smooth.
You're getting 17% of the crowd booing. It's same as your Twitter poll.
Hey, you're right. That is
17%. Same as your Twitter poll.
Hey,
so you're going to hear boos, but they're not going to be loud.
What's 17% of 18,000?
3,000
would be that'll get drowned out. Then I won't really know it.
You're gonna hear some of it, but it won't be.
I will be. I'm gonna be honest with you. While booing from home, and I don't know why I care about this so much. It's a fair question.
You are.
It is a fair question.
On this, yeah.
I am obsessed. Yeah. I will be on Twitter following the Scott McLaughlins and the Bridget Prues and all of those people to get their reaction in the building, because they'll be tweeting out, oh, a lot of boos during the O Canada there, or no boos.
All right, with all due respect to friend of station, friend of mine, friend of everyone that's a Bruins fan, Todd and Jilly, who usually does the anthem for the Bruins.
My former PO.
Great.
True
great
story.
Dude. Yeah.
And what does PO mean?
Probation officer.
Okay, just making sure.
Fine gentleman. upstanding member of the Commonwealth.
The best.
Scott McLaughlin also firing off great info from the Garden. The Boston Pops are in the house. Guessing there's your national anthem performer. If the Pops do the anthem tonight, that the roof is going to blow off that place.
Also, how does that work? Would they do both?
They might have to, yeah.
Oh, so now I got to boo the Pops?
I don't think the Montreal, like the Royal Montreal Philharmonic is there.
And how big are the Pops?
It's a lot of
the whole
them.
Ice?
Pretty big.
About
yeah, where
do
you,
them.
Like, put where you put them on the ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you need a big carpet.
I like that, though.
It's
like,
a lot. That's a lot of people to put in the chin.
I do, but
seats.
To be honest, if they're playing O Canada now, I feel a little bit bad when I'm booing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
you know what
Pops,
they'll do? You know
I'm
what they'll do?
Booing them.
They'll just
like,
get. Do you know what they'll do? They'll get like Keytar Bear or something to do O Canada.
Okay, whoever that is, I'll boo that.
The
person.
Bear with the keytar.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, he's an icon, my
legend.
For God's
of
sake.
What
of Boston?
Boston.
Do you know the Keytar Bear?
Never heard of it.
What
are we doing?
Not the country of the Middle East.
Absolute Philistines.
Haven't seen this? Seven.
Man, never heard of it.
So it's a guy that dresses up in a bear outfit. He goes all over Boston, the Common. He plays a keytar.
Okay. So have him do the anthem. I'll boo his ass.
That's the tweet.
Andy is unimpressed.
I can't believe we're supposed to know who that guy is.
Yeah. Like, where am I supposed to see him at a tee station?
Well, to be fair, Ted, you were in the stadium playing.
Thank
this
you.
Guy was the guy outside as the fans
there
were pouring
you.
Out
there
drunk, dressed up as a teddy bear with a keytar. Playing for the fans.
Okay. Well, I'm not familiar with his work, but I would boo him if his work tonight includes O Canada, because I am 100% in on booing. I know only 17% of the audience, only 50% of this room is in on the booing thing. Ted, you haven't made a prediction, though. What's your prediction? So my prediction is 3-1 USA wins.
Yeah.
What's your prediction?
Yeah, I'm worried. I just feel I feel like Canada's going to win. I do. I just feel like it's going to go. I don't want them to win, but I just worry the Charlie thing. You know, are the United States players, are they worried about getting injured like Charlie was?
No.
Okay.
Not once they get the pregame speech from Tkachuk
right.
or sort of however that plays itself out. He'll have them running through the boards,
okay.
compete level, corners, that whole thing.
Who do you think this means more for? What country?
USA, without a doubt. It's on our soil.
I get the 100%. Game is on our soil. That
it
doesn't
is
mean
on,
it means more for us.
You gotta we must defend this house.
I just worry, you know, Canada, they got embarrassed. They're, I don't know. It's hard to beat.
No, the
beat
upset
twice.
Alert here. And it's like even money, it doesn't even feel like an upset anymore. Dan Ball has his hand raised. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would like to share some audio with the class of the Canadian fan perspective of how much this means to them, if that's okay.
Sure.
Let's go.
I think Canadians need to embrace, you've never wanted your hockey team to win a game more than this one, ever. I've been vibrating for 48 hours. I want to do this thing. I don't think I've ever wanted the Leafs to win a game this much. I haven't wanted the team that I'm cheering for to win a game this much since 2010 in Vancouver. And that game was more than a gold medal game. It was a matter of national pride. Sochi wasn't like that. This means more to Canada than any hockey game has since at least 2010, maybe since 1972.
All right.
That's what makes me nervous.
Doesn't this mean more to U.S. than any game since 1980?
No.
I don't know. I think the
it's
past
not the
few
same,
months,
brother. Not the same.
Like, Canada is upset.
Yeah.
And I could see them having a
Oh, get over it.
Don't ask my opinions.
I'm nervous.
Hammer us for our opinions.
No. No, that. Like, Stiz telling me that Canada for months is, like, worked up over that. Like,
they are.
Ted,
for
okay,
what?
how do you feel about this? Let me reach out. Let's reach across the aisle here to your former NFL brethren. J.J. Watt tweeted out a couple hours ago, "It's just incredible how much of a home run Four Nations has been for the NHL and hockey in general. I have friends who have never watched a hockey game in their lives reaching out asking what the plan is for tonight's game. What food are we ordering?"
Mm-hmm.
Definition of growing a game. That has 3,000 retweets.
Oh, yeah. No, that so, like that like, is...
If so, he's down in Texas and he's having massive watch parties,
yeah.
Maybe this is going to be bigger than even we anticipate.
No, I firmly believe... We were talking about this earlier, Ted.
How many viewership?
27 million was the most watched hockey game, I think the number we were looking at.
What was the Saturday night's game?
10.1.
10.1 was Saturday night's
10.1
game?
10.1 million.
So it could be double that, right?
Oh,
because a lot of people weren't probably even thinking about Saturday night.
Correct. Now, the one thing I brought up is... No. Saturday night, the beginning of the game gave you reason to, like, call a friend, text a friend. Hey, you watching this game,
yeah.
You're talking,
I was
whatever.
I texted you guys.
Yes.
I wonder, will we get something in the first period that sort of gets more eyeballs brought in, that lures more people?
I don't know how you match what happened the other night. I don't know how you duplicate it. I don't know how you exceed what happened.
It has to be different.
Isn't that where the anthem comes in as relatively important? Won't people be tuning in to see what happens there?
You're right. You're right. People might tune in early to see the anthem first and then stay. Yeah, but I then think you still need either to retain people or something
early
to
grab people's attention.
Go USA, boys.
Okay, there you go, Keith.
The one thing you can't get is like 2-0 Canada. You know, they control the speed, the game. They have the puck the whole time. All of a sudden, it's 2-0. My guy, the MVP, isn't looking like an MVP. They're scoring goals. Connor McDavid's skating circles around the banged-up defense. That's what you can't have. But that's not going to happen because I'm back all in. I wavered because of Razor. He's a traitor. Or actually, he's loyal. He picked Canada.
From Canada. The guy, like, he lives here, but he's from there.
So he can't really be a traitor?
Not really.
A double agent or something. Anyway, he said 4-2 Canada. I'm saying 3-1 the U.S. of A. And I'm saying if you want to boo the anthem, if you're in the 17%, you want to boo the anthem, don't listen to Ted. Don't listen to Dan Ball. Don't listen to any of the people. Boo the anthem if you want to boo the anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views of Andy Hart do not represent those of everyone on the WEEI Afternoon Show, WEEI FM, and the Odyssey Boston.
I'm just telling people they have the right and the free will to boo if they want to, especially, you know, the old cliche? If you paid $3,500, you earn the right to boo. If you paid a boatload of money to get into the game tonight, you earn the right to boo the game and even the anthem. That's how much you paid. That's the premium you paid.
It's confirmed the Pops will be doing the anthem.
Oh, I look forward to that.
I love Todd, though.
Just hope they don't do the Canadian.
Could have been Todd and the Pops. We had a chance to really go full as local as can be.
Just take what you got and enjoy it.